What if I told you that most teachers I meet express that they actually don't like their jobs?
Oh my God.
I feel like the usual conversation is similar to the thread r/teachers on Reddit, which is mainly about complaining about teaching. Now, this notion is verbally expressed so often that it's a real movement. A new teacher I spoke to told me that she's met almost no one at her school who seems to be happy in the classroom. And that's a problem. Today on the Traveling Principal Show, we're diving into the teacher burnout epidemic that's sweeping the U.S. by storm. Okay, so let's just jump right in because this is going to be a very sensitive episode here, and I'm going to follow it up with a week's worth of topics. So we'll do one on the burnout epidemic today. Next one will be on the growth mindset contradiction. Then we'll get into why teachers are so burned out, the cost of this negativity, shifting from surviving to thriving, and I'll try to figure out a way to help everybody out there and see what we can do to combat what's going on. Let's talk about the five reasons for teacher burnout really quickly. Number one, overwhelming workload and a lack of time. Very simple, right? Overwhelming workload and a giant lack of time. Teachers juggle planning, grading, meetings, classroom management with little time to breathe. So that's number one. Number two, lack of autonomy and micromanagement. And so strict curriculums, testing pressures, holy moly, and administrative oversight limit the creativity and flexibility of a teacher, which is prohibiting. I can't say that enough. Number three, student behavior and classroom management issues. So another real scenario here that teachers are faced with managing disruptive students, which takes a lot of time and energy away from actual teaching. And so dealing with this on the day-to-day and everything that comes along with it, which is administrative support, systems that are already in place, the teacher's ability and training up until that point, right? Student behavior and classroom management issues are a real huge issue. The next one is toxic school culture and lack of support. And so when you have these negative environments and unsupportive leadership, it makes teaching feel isolating. And it's really, really challenging to work day to day. And a lot of times, this is a major issue at schools and it goes unnoticed. And all we see in my introduction, when I say a lot of teachers I meet seem unhappy with their jobs inside the classroom, this is a huge one. The toxic school culture goes hand in hand with lack of support. I have to say that.
You don't say.
Number five, poor compensation and financial stress. I mean, let's call a spade a spade. Many teachers work second jobs just to afford basic living expenses. I did that the same when I first started out. I eventually went into administration for the financial benefit. Living in New York City and teaching were just two things that were very challenging. And so either I was doing that and working a second job and looking for a third job, or I was figuring out how to make more money. So let's get into the weeds really quick here. Teacher burnout isn't just about exhaustion, though. It's about disconnection. And we entered this profession because we cared. And we want to make a difference. I remember looking at myself way back when I first started out and looking at pictures and lesson plans, et cetera. You know, but somewhere along that way, stress, bureaucracy, and eventual negativity play a major influential factor. And it can sometimes take over. So then what happens, right? It shows. It shows in how we talk about our jobs, how we show up for kids, and how we interact with each other. I remember my first week teaching at Christopher Columbus High School. Back then, we had staff meetings in the library, and all 200 of us packed in there to listen to the principal and his 10 APs brief us on stuff. I was excited. It was my first one on the, as a teacher there, and I wanted to soak it all in. And so I remember it vividly. I went early. I got a table in the back, sat, and I waited. Had like a notebook out, right, because we wrote things down back then. Two teachers were in the room besides me in the library. Both looked to be at an age close to retiring. I know this because they told me. One guy picked up his stuff, kind of slid it on over. Look at the young blood, Tony. Early, ready, notebook out. You remember that? And he says it to the guy across. The guy looks at him, drops his glasses down type thing. The two looked at each other with stacks of like the day's paper, the Post, the Daily News, you know, bifocals. Well, kid, when did they hire you? I told them, and they both got up, took their things, and sat on either side of me. It was like a veteran teacher sandwich. I'll never forget it. The conversation included a lot of don't do this and do this. I don't remember all of it, but I do remember these words of advice. Leave all your stuff at school and don't take anything home. If the phone box in your room doesn't work and you don't say anything, you can't make phone calls home. But that means your management needs to be great. And I remember that one because I was like, I don't know if I should laugh or just get really good at classroom management. Another one was, if you can make it to May, you made it the whole year. Which I kind of felt like was hilarious because then there was state testing and finals, half days and spring break, and you're basically done. So that was entertaining. I learned that one over the course of my career teaching. Always check my mailbox was another one. Be good to the custodians and payroll staff, another good one. And last, stop showing up to meetings early. And I left laughing the whole way back home. After being given some of the worst but coolest bits of advice in my life, I was carrying piles of paper home as I thought this as well. So how did these guys get this way? And what's this cause? Like, how do we come to this, you know? Burnout isn't just a personal issue. It's a cultural issue. When teachers become disengaged, students feel it. So the whole school feels it. It's the school culture, right? But here's the thing. No one's coming to fix it for you. So what do you do? I want you to do something for me today and simply just take 30 seconds and ask yourself, when did I last feel excited to teach? What's the one small thing I can do to reconnect with that? Next on the Traveling Principal show, we're going to be talking about the contradiction, which is rarely discussed. We teach students about growth mindset, but do we actually model it? Stay tuned. Thanks for tuning in. I know this has been tough stuff to listen to. If you have any reactions, if there's any comments that you'd like to make, please leave your comments below. You can always email me at joe@travelprincipal.com. I did make mention and say that, you know, no one's coming to fix it for you, but I can definitely help you through it.